100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Let's go for another week.
Yeah, let's do it. Around the team, vibe check. Scott, how are you today?
I am absolutely exhausted.
Are you?
I didn't get back from Sydney until 11:30 last night.
Oh, damn.
It was a big weekend. But we went and saw my partner, Britt, and I. We went and checked out The Odd Couple. With Shane Jacobson and Todd McKenney last night in Sydney. Very, very good. They're so talented. The cast was great. The production was, like, fantastic. And it's one of those, like, all set in one room.
Oh,
so it was
fun.
Really easy to keep up
to
with
follow.
What was going along, really easy to follow.
Clever.
But yes, that didn't wrap up till just before 9 o'clock. And then 2 hours from the city back up here. Ay, ay, ay.
It's
doing my head in, but that's all right. We're back.
Yeah, we are. How are you today, Ari? How was your weekend?
It was good. 1st of July today. I think I'm starting the month pretty strong. I have a lot of confidence about today.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, got a lot of stuff coming up, so I'm trying to
plan ahead. Any reason to have the confidence or just an unfettered amount of confidence.
Yeah, like I feel like this month is going to be a good one. So
you know
we're starting strong, guys.
Beautiful.
Yeah, new financial year too. Get around it.
Oh,
here we go.
Puts everything back to zero in my eyes.
Exactly. Which means starting afresh, new goals and all that.
Oh. And yourself, Crevo, good weekend?
Yeah.
Lovely, yeah. Just did a bit of shot work Saturday, some more gourmet cooking, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Standard.
And Sunday, just hung out with the family. It was superb.
Excellent. Wonderful. That's what you want.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
An absolute clanger of a victory over the weekend. The mighty Newcastle Knights taking on the Parramatta Eels.
I knew you were going to talk about this morning, first thing.
It was huge, 34-26. And over the weekend, I found myself in Sydney, more specifically in Parramatta, watching the game on Saturday.
You're kidding.
And I was the only one in the bar cheering on Bradden Best running 200-metre tries.
Nice.
Full length of the field tries, and everyone was booing me.
So, yeah. did you have your, like, Newcastle jersey
kit?
I didn't actually.
On?
Do you know what? I'm actually real annoyed
undercover.
I'm actually real annoyed that I forgot to take my jersey with me because I went down there to see a mate, and just he's moved into a new place, and so I was in Parramatta, and he's like, oh, let's go to the pub, footy's on. And then I went, duh. Knights are playing and your team, the Eels, are playing. Let's go. So what was meant to be, oh yeah, nice place, this is good, you got four walls and a roof, turned out to be 3 hours at the pub yelling at the screen.
Nice. You know what? I'd say that's a win.
You know what? It turned out so much better than I thought it was gonna be. And yeah, an excellent effort by the boys. And at home, McDonald Jones Stadium, 27,000 fans there. You love to see it. You absolutely love to see it.
It's so nice that people still want to go out on Saturday. Just like, as in, just go and sit down at a stadium in the cold and watch the footy.
Yeah,
like, that's amazing.
Well, that's because we got such a great city behind such a great team.
Yeah,
I'm the only one who still thinks they're going to get the silverware.
Nah. I think we're going to do really well. I actually had a mate from Sydney come up to watch the game at McDonald Jones Stadium, and he messaged me afterwards and goes, do you know what? Newcastle's actually all right as a city. I'm like, heck yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're only just working this out now.
Yeah, slow much? God, how good's that?
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
And a quick trip to Victoria, off to Melbourne for the weekend. Jackie, she's back in the studio.
Yes, I did. It was so much fun. I love Melbourne.
What was your favourite part?
Favourite part? Well, everything.
Where do you begin? Well,
how many shopping did you do in weight?
I did lots of shopping. I did so much. I'm actually wearing my new clothes today.
I noticed.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I went to Uniqlo, which I love, and the clothes are so comfortable. So I got like all of these new comfy clothes that sort of look good for going out, but at the same time, it feels like I'm wearing pyjamas right now.
I do like the fact that your jumper is Dickies brand. I didn't even know Dickies made jumpers.
Yeah, Dickies are cute. Yeah,
a lot of stuff,
really?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I actually got this a little while ago, but the pants, though, like, it matches my jumper perfectly, and you know how I love a whole matching outfit, all one colour.
Oh. So the pants are kind of like corduroy. but also pajamas at the same time.
Yes.
And flares.
Yeah. What more do you want in life?
There's nothing more I could ask for.
Yeah, very good. Well, it sounds like you had a great time down there. Switching gears a little bit, there's a new infrastructure strategy going in for Newcastle. Is this a Broadmeadow thing people have been talking about?
Yeah, so this is sort of an all-encompassing because they've looked at the figures for how many people are supposed to be coming to Newcastle, and they're actually a lot higher than they previously anticipated. So we've got 86,000 new residents, so 86,000 more. So originally they planned for around a bit over 200,000, but now it's 256,000.
Wow, it's a lot more people moving here.
Yeah. Mm.
So obviously they need to build like a new drain and a place to walk and stuff and a couple of trees planted.
Yeah, absolutely. So the new plan includes things like libraries, community centres, museums, art galleries, parks, I'm sure new roads and stuff like
full
that.
Full of place. Wouldn't mind a new road here and there. There's a few dodgy ones around.
Yeah. Too many dodgy ones, correct.
When's that kicking off? When do they start building stuff?
So this is a plan for about the next 30 years, I believe.
Hold your breath then.
Yeah, so they're sort of comparing what needs to be done with the new population increases over time, and the draft strategy is now up.
There you go.
I just don't know why things just take so long. How long does it take to just sit there and go, yep, we want this here, we want this here, done. Let's wrap this up, go to the pub and start this next week.
I think you should be in politics, Ari.
I'd be so much better in politics. Get things done.
If things went at that pace, I'd be very happy.
Well, like the saying on our billboards and stuff is Newcastle, see change. It's more like Newcastle, see change in the next 30 years.
Yeah, very slowly. Should be fast.
Decades. I'll be dead before that happens.
Yeah, yep.
All right. Now, changing stories to seatbelts. Strap yourselves in. There's more cameras.
Yes, there is more cameras effective today. So the mobile phone cameras, they detect your mobile phones, will also now be detecting whether you're wearing a seatbelt or not.
So with these cameras, have you actually seen them in action yet? Mm. You've seen them around? They're huge, big infrastructure things. There's one at the turnoff near Cameron Park. And, it's a bit scary. It looks like a transformer.
I've never, like, gotten in a car and not put the seatbelt on first thing.
That's
it's just
right.
So alien to me that people are driving around with no seatbelts.
Yeah. And the statistics are actually huge. Oh. I think it's 10,000 people are still fined on New South Wales roads every year.
So that means there's heaps more that are not wearing. That is too many.
I don't get it.
Yeah, neither do I. Very strange. But good revenue raiser. That's what it's all about, right? Yeah? No?
Yeah.
No? Safety? No? Oh, I don't know. UFM.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, I've got a barking good story to tell you guys. one of convenience. It's my start of the week joke, so just bear with me. Thanks, Crevo. I was waiting for that.
Good.
Shut up, Scott. So, what is it? Pick on
Ari
Day.
Shaking my head.
It's always pick on anyone who does a joke that bad day.
That was
so
terrible.
It's nothing against
you.
You
never pick on Scott.
No, I do. Yeah, okay. And I will buzz you out if they're that bad.
Excellent.
At any time.
So a daycare centre that's called the Hunter Pet Motel has been making its presence quite known across many local community Facebook pages in the past week or two. They've been announcing their latest service, and it's called the Transit Lounge.
Oh, this really sounds cool. Fancy.
I know. So not many people are able to travel with their pets, right? You don't usually get to take them on a plane or, trains, whatever it is. So the solution for pet owners is this. It's when you're embarking on a holiday, a business trip, or even like just a family getaway, this transit lounge is based at Newcastle Airport. So if you're going away on said trip and just like, well, I need someone to take care of my animals, we'll just drop them off and then hop on the plane, good to go, and then pick them up on your way back.
Sure. I love it. Mm. That's like a mini hotel for your dog. You get your little dog Fido there or whatever.
Fido?
Yeah. And
and what then, a weird name for a dog.
No, it's old school.
Yeah, it's an old school stereotypical dog name. Anyway, you take it there and you drop it off and then the dog like wanders up to the little doggy reception area.
Sure, that's how it works.
And there's like a little bowl of schmackos on the on the top of the reception,
Or like the Mentos for humans.
Well,
that's
the equivalent. Yeah, and he goes, oh, what room are you checking into? Oh, 412. Oh, and then you can hear the the receptionist tippy tapping away, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, you know what? Fantastic. You've got yourself an upgrade.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the thing is the receptionist a dog as well?
No, absolutely. Oh, yeah, it's a golden retriever, the most helpful of all dogs.
Absolutely. And the friendliest.
Yeah, that's right.
The thing about this, though, this transit lounge, I would sooner want to stay here rather than get on, like, a plane from Newcastle Airport. Like,
why is
they
that?
Have so many better features.
So luxurious,
dog
is it?
Lounge. Yeah. So you've got, I'm looking at their features literally on their website. They have daily room service. They've got full insulation and air conditioning. You've got music playing throughout the building so it can calm the dogs and the cats and whatever. Soft bedding, which, you know, to be honest, if you're going on a holiday, sometimes the bedding situation is not good. So if it's soft with blankets and pillows and plenty of them, then I'm all for it. They've got heating options for cold nights, assortment of treats, playtime and water play, as well as exercise yards and TVs.
It's all there. And you know what? That's the other thing. They get into the room, you know, with a little swipe card.
Yep.
And there's the...
I want to watch Space Buddies on the telly. Thank you.
Dog mint on the pillow.
Yeah.
And like... inexplicably tiny soaps in packets. Yes. Why is the soap so small? Well, I guess it's only a couple nights stay, to be fair. So that's good.
There'd be room service.
Oh, absolutely. 100%,
there'd be room service.
The little, like, chum comes in under, a cloche, you know, like on MasterChef.
Yeah,
there
I think
you
they
go.
They might be fancier. They might be getting, like, medium rare steak, I reckon.
Oh, why not?
That's how fancy they look.
I might check into this hotel.
See? That's what I mean.
You've tempted me, Ari. You really have.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
It looks like I've got a date with a couple of horses next month. I'm doing my very own saddle club experience.
The Hinge situation didn't work out, or Tinder, or whatever you were doing.
Oh, I just think horses are better company.
That's fair.
That is totally fair.
Well, I'm going up to just spend a weekend at one of my friend's farms, actually in Denman.
Nice.
Yeah, so it'll be really fun because I obviously haven't ridden a horse for quite a few years. I haven't been around them, obviously. Like, I live in the city. There's not really much opportunity.
That's right.
And so they own Clydesdales. So they've got at least
They're your favourite type as well.
Yeah. And one thoroughbred that they're helping look after well. So, yeah, I'll be spending a whole weekend doing my own saddle club experience.
You'll be
so
brushing
excited.
The horses.
Yep.
Combing
their hair.
Combing the mane.
Yep.
Uncombing it again.
Well, I'm going to get like three bags of carrots and just take them up there. And black licorice.
Licorice for
they
horses.
They love it.
Yeah.
They
would not have picked that.
Yeah. It is, honestly, they absolutely, they're fiends for it.
Well, I'm going to make a few new friends, so that'll be lovely.
Of the saddle club, who is your favourite? Lisa, Stevie, or I can't remember the last one. Carol.
Stevie, even though she really annoyed me.
Stevie was my Grevo, what about you? I love watching you squirm this early in the morning.
I've never watched it.
Well,
even though I was a horse rider back in the day, I went to pony club and everything.
I can see that. I also can see you actively turning off the saddle club.
Yeah, I've never watched it in my life, but I have ridden many horses.
I had the action figures when I was a kid.
What?
Didn't we all?
Scott,
always.
What were you playing when you were with?
He absolutely loves saddle club.
Love the saddle. Hello, world, this is me.
Yeah.
But fun for everyone, I heard the song.
Dear God. What was your favourite horse then, hey, Scott?
Oh, the big black one that kicked Stevie or threw her off. That one.
Oh, yeah. Is it Belle? Yeah, it's
Belle. Belle.
See, Patch was my favourite.
Of course.
Patch was great. Yeah.
Anyway, everyone's turning off the radio at this point.
No, they're not. They're like, hang on. Scott loves Saddle Club.
Relatable.
We will be digging deeper into that at another time. Hey, we're
going to want to remember. The Novos on this day.
Looking back at some of the famous things and events that happened on the 1st of July back in history. First and foremost, pinch and a punch, the 1st of the month.
Don't come near me.
I'm not. Don't you worry. Back in 1916 was on this day that the Battle of the Somme started, one of the worst and bloodiest battles of World War I. Pushing forward to 1932, the launch of the ABC is the national broadcaster.
What? God, so, they're old.
So the ABC always went through, like, love-hate relationships with the ABC. The ABC, of course, well,
right.
I think it's a universal thing. As a kid or as a young person, you're like, oh, you're watching ABC, you're watching ABC Kids, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Then you kind of going through your teenage into early 20s years and you're like, what's on the ABC?
So
nothing. ABC's so boring.
Yeah.
Then you get to your sort of 30s where I'm at the moment, you go, you know what, the ABC actually goes all right. ABC actually pretty, hits pretty hard.
Yeah.
So they like capture the very young and then the very middle-aged old. To old is their two categories.
But they sort of, they jump around. Obviously, they've got different mediums in TV, radio, podcasting, everything. But yeah, launch the ABC. In 1979, the Sony Walkman was launched.
The what?
You don't know? Do you not know what a Walkman is?
Oh, that's the thing with
Let's watch a young person try and work this out.
Was that the thing that you strapped to your hip and you played CDs?
Well, that wasn't the first one. There was actually one before that.
Oh,
all right, that played records.
Yes, yes.
So, no, obviously not. No, it's tapes.
It's tapes. Yes,
a bit heavy.
It's tapes. With the Sony Walkman back in 1979, that's when it was launched.
Wow.
In 2000, a big happy 24th birthday to the GST this year. So on this day back in 2000, 10% goods and services tax.
We've been ripped off for so long.
I was going to say the GST is not the good thing, right?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I think that's debatable.
Oh.
To who? Who? Are you working for the ATO secretly?
Maybe.
Side hustle, is that why we're not getting paid much?
That is the only one that benefits from the GST.
Oh, God.
In 2002, the International Criminal Court was established in Italy. Today, as the 1st of July, Fonzie's birthday today. He's 75. Tate McRae's turning 21. Daniel Ricciardo is 35. Pamela Anderson is 57. Princess Diana was born on this day as well.
Hang on. Daniel Ricciardo.
Ricciardo.
Has he been fired yet?
I don't think so. Not yet. Don't think so. Not yet.
Is he one of the most hangiest, onniest people? How has he gotten on so long?
He's one of Australia's best athletes, mate. He can stay around for as long as he wants.
I think he seems like a lovely guy.
Yeah.
But how he has retained one of those top 20 seats in Formula One all this time.
You reckon?
Beats me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why. Who's he got pictures of at Red Bull?
No, I reckon it's his charm and his smile. I mean, you can't go past that smile.
He is very charismatic.
Yeah.
He does sound very charismatic. Today is also International Joke Day. So, without further ado.
Oh, here we go. Get the buzzer ready.
Yeah, I am ready. Don't you worry. It's Scott telling it.
What's the difference between an owl, a piano, and a fish?
I don't know.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
What about the owl?
Who?
Tune a fish? Oh. Wait, have you heard this joke before, Krimo?
No, but I didn't like it. I'll tell you that
as
much
if
for
you
free.
Didn't like it.
No.
Oh, bless him, Lord. Oh, he's so proud of it.
You guys just have no sense of humour.
I watch Adam Sandler movies. Of course I have a sense of humour.
You two
what?
Both.
What?
I'm buzzing you both out.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Just around the corner from the Olympics starting, guys, which is very exciting. However, the most interesting story to come out yet before the Olympics started is this one. One of the most entertaining rappers of our generation has now swapped out his microphone for a pair of shoes and a racetrack. I'm talking about Snoop Doggy Dogg.
What's he doing racing?
I didn't even know he could move faster than, like, a slow walk.
I'm not sure why. I've no idea why, but I always saw him as a slow mover.
Yes, and he's too relaxed
for
life.
But he walks very slow.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's very chill.
I don't know why he seems so relaxed, but he always seems very chill.
That's it. Well, he's taken part in an exhibition race at the US Olympic Trials ahead of, obviously, the big games. Which I don't know how he got his foot on that track. How did he get that pass keeper? I don't know. But when you're that famous, I suppose you can do anything you like. He actually did really well. He finished third in a 200-meter exhibition race.
Against who?
My nan. Posting a time of 34.44 seconds.
If
that's
200
faster
meters,
than me.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it? What's the world record for 200 meters?
Quick Google. I reckon his limbs are on his side. He's got very long legs.
He's on the lankier side of things.
So there's not much weight to kind of throw around. So maybe it's just more good luck than good management. And he came third. I don't know. However, He was also trackside for the men's 3,000 metre steeplechase that was on.
He didn't do that. He didn't
want to. He got
do
back it. On the microphone.
Right, okay, right.
Yeah. They just like, oh, let's
he might
give
not
him
a break.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Is he a bit out of breath for some reason?
Probably.
Could no. be, yeah, his lungs all good?
Yeah, he's all right. He's fine. Turns out he commentated the whole thing. And I have his quotes here. He's like, oh, bunched in and they are running slow. Oh, he's jumping on top of the hurdle? You can do that? That was a cold trick right there. I like that one. And then he's like, he went off the tippy top.
I think aside from the fact that Snoop Dogg is running, you know, in a trial race, my favourite part of the story is Ari doing Snoop Dogg accents.
Pro Diesel, my
Diesel. You're right. I'd rate them.
Yeah? Out of 10, what would you give it?
Oh, easy 9.
Pretty
good for a Snoop Dogg impression.
I think that is the biggest winner from this whole thing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I had a flashback and a half at the end of last week looking at Dan Repicoli, member for the Hunters, Facebook page.
Mm.
He was posting pictures of Ellalong Public School. They've gone on their year 6 camp to Canberra. They're sitting in Parliament House and he's having a chat to them. So a school in his local electorate is in Canberra when he's sitting in Parliament, goes and has a chat. Guess who rocks up as well? Bob Catter.
No way!
Can
the
you
kids
imagine?
Won't know who that is.
The kids won't know who that is. But still,
unlikely, but they will enjoy a person with a cowboy hat on.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, also, how good is it that you go out of the area, but you get to see the work that they're doing and why the government is based in Canberra and how they're going to make that impact down there. It's fantastic, isn't it? Real flashbacks to year six camp.
Yeah.
I don't know what... I know I went to Canberra, but I don't think it was year six.
So I've gone on to the Ellalong Public School Facebook page as well, and they've posted different things that they were getting up to while on the camp. And again, universal experience. Looks like they've gone to the AIS. It's they're having fun on the bus together. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a trip to Questacon in there.
Oh, that...
I would not be surprised.
It is essentially... like primary school trip to camp bingo, isn't
yes.
it? I mean, that is a lot of fun right there.
Questacon, yes, they did go there. They went to the Canberra Geo Centre as well. They tried to make it earthquake. And look, just a fun time all around. Year six camps, then you run into Dan Repicoli. Oh, it doesn't get much better.
Yeah, and those year six camps, they're very educational. I still remember all the things we did on year six. So, yeah.
When you're at that age, you're a sponge. You know, you suck up every bit of information.
I can't forget, though, when you did, like, the little tours around Parliament House, like the Senate and the House of Reps, it smells old. Like, you can't forget that smell.
Yeah, because it's full of old people.
Yeah,
there's not
and
many.
Old wood. Yeah.
There's not many young politicians, unfortunately.
Not that many at all.
Yeah.
There should be, I reckon.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
We're talking about when you've skipped school. This is because Mr. Beast, if you haven't heard of him, he's a YouTube, basically a billionaire, who just does all these crazy videos where he gives a lot of things away. He came to Australia for the first time and gave away 10 cars in front of the Opera House in this big, like, stunt video.
What a baller move.
And apparently, a lot of kids wagged school to go to the event.
Oh, of course they did.
The crowd was phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely huge. And you could see, because of course there's a video of it, a lot of kids there. Mm-hmm. The way you had to win was you had to like buy his chocolate bar and put yourself in the draw. But I think you had to be there to win. So, of course, a lot of kids skipped school to be there.
Kind of like a Charlie in the Chocolate Factory type of thing.
A little bit like
that. Golden ticket.
Something along those lines. And you could win like Lamborghinis and stuff like that, which of course are the dream cars of a lot of kids.
Yeah, what's the school kid going to do with a Lambo?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Just put it in the garage
till they're 18. Yeah. Exactly right. That's the sort of thing. Anyway, apparently heaps and heaps of kids wag school to go to the big Mr. Beast event.
Hmm.
Right. And it got us talking about when you've wagged school or, you know, skipped school as a kid. I was in probably year three, and it wasn't me, but it was my best mate and another friend.
You say year three?
Yeah, year three.
Oh, my gosh, that's young.
Yeah, so they came to school. They planned it the day before, premeditated. They actually came to school for the first bit and then ran away in recess.
Oh, that's
wow.
funny.
So they came in with this, like, I remember it was a green plastic box. In that box was a couple of muesli bars, two bags of chips, two apples and a pocket knife, right? But back then, you know, pocket knives or whatever. Oh, kids had them and stuff. We're living in the country. Anyway,
okay.
They took their little green, like, briefcase thing and off they went at recess. And they just ran away. Like, we lived in the country, of course, so it wasn't, it's not as if they, you know, went off and committed crime or something. Mm. They just went, like, across the river, which was on the other side of the road from the school, and basically they went home, essentially.
My favourite part of the story is the lunchbox.
They were prepared, yeah. You know, for many possible hours or 15-minute intervals of snacks. But this is the sort of thing we're after. 4967-4105. Did you wag school as a kid?
Mm. I never did. I was too much of a goody to do any of that. Never, ever did.
Yeah, I believe that.
But some of my friends, when they start 16, 17, 18, older in high school, started to smoke, that they would get naughty. Off school grounds to go and smoke. And so they'd leave school and go down to the creek around the corner and smoke, and then they'd run into the teachers that were also going down to the creek. Cigarettes, we're talking
yeah,
cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'd walk around the corner, they'd run to the teachers, and they'd look at each other and go, yeah, oh, well, nobody's getting in trouble.
Don't tell and I won't tell, that sort
yeah,
of thing.
Exactly.
All right, these are the sort of stories we're after. 4967-4105. Did you wag school? Did you run away from school, skip school, that sort of stuff?
Isaac and Raymond Terrace gave us a buzz. He said that he went to a sports carnival with some friends. They were wagging, they ran off so they didn't have to compete, but then they missed the bus to head back to school, so they had to walk the whole way. Are you calling mum or dad in that situation?
Nah.
Or nobody, and you go, I got myself into this mess. I'm going to get myself out of this.
You walk home.
You walk home.
Or catch some public transport if you can. We got a message on our Instagram at the Novos _ as well from Jasmine. She says, being artistic, I became very good at forging my mum's, teachers and principal's signatures to get out of school early. Generally, it was to go and see my boyfriend. Other times, I'd just head home, which also meant about getting two buses, which took about 2 hours. So she was around in year 9, I believe she said.
Yeah, you know what? She's really cracked the code there, because it's one thing you can forge your parents' signatures, but then to get the teachers, you can have the notes going both ways.
Yeah,
yes,
and you're the only in between. You know,
another
smart.
Thing that you both might condone, but I certainly
I think it's an excellent idea. In Farley, Shane, what's your story?
Morning, guys. How are we?
Great, Shane.
That's good. So my one is that I used to live in a small country town called Hilston.
Okay.
And we had a peppercorn tree down at the back of the oval. And mind you, back then there was a school oval fence was quite small.
Oh.
So I used to take my bag down there at the lunchtime to make out that I was eating my lunch. I used to hide underneath the peppercorn tree, wait for the second bell for when the teacher would turn their back, I'd jump the fence and walk around the town. But the only trouble is that it's that small that it was actually where my pop grew up, so I had a lot of family around there.
Oh, geez.
So I had to sneak around into the bushland and walk around for a little bit until 3 o'clock, and then I'd go to my great auntie's house.
You
all of that just to not go to school.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It seems very elaborate, doesn't it?
It sounds like, you know, Bridge to Terabithia or, you know, you just go walk about. That's so much effort just to wag school.
How often did you do it, Shane?
Probably about twice a week.
Sounds easy just to go to class,
yeah,
mate. Learn maths.
Rather
just learn
than
it.
Do all of that, much, much harder.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
All right, put three things in order from the cheapest to the most expensive. Doom, doom, doom. That's an audio representation of three things in ascending order.
I didn't know you brought a glockenspiel in this morning.
You know what? Sometimes I bring in wacky instruments just for the sake of it.
Not the first time.
No, not the first time. And will not be the last. Here's the prize, though, right? This is a great prize. $100 voucher for Endeavour Restaurant in East Maitland.
Food.
You've summed it up perfectly. All right? $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant, East Maitland. So that could be all yours. A cheeky date night, all sorted.
Easy.
Or just go there and be gluttonous.
Yes, like
me. Eat to your heart's content by yourself. You can do whatever you want of it. That's a voucher.
That's the best thing about being single. Eating your weight in food. It's fantastic. Anyway.
That is a summary that Ari's made. Now, if you want to win this $100 voucher to Endeavour Restaurant at East Maitland, all you got to do is call up now. 4967-4105. Let's meet our contestant who's playing for said prize today, shall we?
It's Salt Ash, Kathy. Happy Monday to you, Kathy.
Hello. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Wonderful. Nice. Kathy, ready to go? Three items, cheapest to the most expensive?
Sure.
Beautiful.
All right. Now, they can be absolutely anything, and I sometimes take real liberty with that.
Yeah.
So get ready. Here we go. Your first item is a portion of halloumi fries from Endeavour Restaurant in East Maitland, where the $100 prize is from.
Right.
Item number one. Item number two. Streets Golden Gaytime Ice Cream 4-pack from Coles. That's
right.
400 mil.
Okay.
Worth of ice cream, I'm guessing. And item number three. A purebred Nigerian miniature goat. Now, these are available from minigoats.net/goats-for-sale. And we're talking about the price of a doe. That's a female.
Oh.
Okay? And they're fully DNA tested. Oh, so these are really fancy goats. Okay? All right. Okay. So there are your three items. Just to recap for you, you've got the Golden Gaytime ice cream 4-pack, the halloumi fries, and the Nigerian miniature goat. Purebred. Okay. It's purebred, okay? Let's take it away. What do you reckon's the cheapest?
The Gaytime.
The Gaytime's locked in as the cheapest.
Okay.
And what would you put as the middle item?
Would be the halloumi chips.
The halloumi fries from Endeavour Restaurant. Apparently, they are crumbed and fried golden, served with sweet chili and aioli.
Oh, geez.
Yum. Good.
Oh, tasty. All right, Kathy?
Yeah. And then that, therefore, and by default, puts the goat as the most expensive. Right, let's run through the prices now, shall we?
Let's do it.
The Golden Gaytime 4-pack from Coles this week is $10.
Yep.
The halloumi fries from Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland with the sweet chilli and aioli comes in at $16.50.
Oh.
Which means we're still in this, Kathy. If the goat, purebred Nigerian miniature goat with DNA testing, is more than $16.50, the $100 is all yours to spend at Endeavour Restaurant.
I will laugh if it's not.
You ever bought a goat before, Kathy?
Neither have I, but we're all learning today. It is a learning journey. I can reveal the price of the goat is $2,500.
Well done.
Congratulations, you are off to Endeavour Restaurant. You are going to be living large with $100 to spend there. Well done, Kathy. It's all yours.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, boys, you know all about my personal life. Like, we talk so much on and off the show about so many different topics, including what you get up to on the weekends, you know, what's coming up in your life. Well, now I've entered into the strange, wild, uncharted waters of the world of dating, of course, and I don't know how to feel about it because I feel so out of practice.
So before this, you were in quite a long-term relationship. Years, right?
Oh, about 2 years.
That'll do, love. And you're just out of practice for going out on, you know, you're not in the single scene for long, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So now that I've gotten, thrown myself back into it, put myself out there. I have no idea what to do in certain situations. I don't know what to talk about. I'm just, I'm
a bit rusty.
Yeah, a puddle of nothing at the moment. My brain just
interesting description.
What's one way to describe yourself?
Sure, it's a bit sad, isn't it? So, like, I've had quite a bit of time to think about what to do in certain scenarios, and I just have all these questions.
All right.
So maybe you can help me out a little bit.
Of course. I'll be your dating coach.
Okay.
No worries.
Oh, no.
Unprepared. Just
for a reasonable cost, I'll be your dating coach.
Well, it's good that we
have... $100 an hour.
It's good that we have a variety of ages in this studio, so then I can get kind of opinions from across the board.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So I've got some dot points here because I'm organised.
Good.
So my first question is, where do you go / what do you do on a first date? Like, you want to kind of balance it out so you're not doing anything too fancy on a first date. However, something as lazy as sitting on a couch in their living room isn't really, you know, much.
Right. Doesn't do it for you.
Yeah, not a date. You don't want to be on, like, either end of that kind of scale. You want something nice that's in the middle, something that's fun, but, you know, you can still get to know the person that you feel like you don't have to be, you know, like a fish out of water.
I reckon parachuting is a good one. do a skydive.
Yeah, screaming the entire time.
Well, you test their bottle then, don't you?
Will they or won't they face their fears on the first date?
Mm. That's a bit extreme. So extreme sports.
Yeah, I think that's the top way to go. What about you, Scott? What's your suggestion?
Tone it down a little bit.
Mm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
My go-to was golf. Or like a driving range. And when I was single, my go-to was a driving range.
I can't hit a ball. I've tried.
But that's part of the fun of it. Yeah. Is that nobody is good at it and you're not meant to be good at it.
Oh, okay. So, or maybe if I go out with someone who is good at golf, then they can teach me how to swing.
Okay. If you like vibing it, you're like, oh, come and show me how to, you know, swing it better and all that sort of stuff.
How to flip the hair over the shoulder. Like, can you please show me?
Yeah. If you do it in that voice, you may cause men to leave.
I'm an incompetent little girl. Okay.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
Don't do that.
No, okay. No weird voices.
Red flag? Okay.
Yeah, red flag.
The next thing is, what the hell do you wear? Like, what do you wear? Like,
I think a full power suit. Is what you should wear.
Yeah, but you like office attire.
That is true. So
it depends on what you're doing for a date. But
yeah.
Okay, well, look at me today, guys. I've got like a really oversized jumper and some leggings on. Not date worthy.
Casual vibe, but
very casual.
Very casual.
Well, it depends what the date is, of course. Like, if you're running marathons, you wouldn't rock up in a dress, but like, depends what they want to do.
I would, but that's a different story and a different date.
Oh, so funny. Okay. And then the last one. Now, this is the biggest point of contention for me. This is what baffles my mind. How do you greet them? So some people might think that you're coming on a little bit strong if you give them a hug, hello, and maybe goodbye, maybe like a little subtle kiss on the cheek, like, oh, hi, how you going? Like,
high five.
The old elbow knock back to COVID times.
Yeah.
Touching elbows, moving on.
I was on a date a couple of years ago and they greeted me with a handshake. I'm like, what are we doing? Closing a business deal?
Yeah, not about that.
Congratulations, you have won the deal. It doesn't really work, does it?
No.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Now, I mean this in a nice way, but my mother has turned into a bloodhound. She can smell anything. Like, she's got the nose of, like, a short-haired pointer. It's like, she's incredible. So she walked in, she walked home. She walked through the door at my home yesterday, right? She came back from a barbecue. Anyway, so I had had, like, something to eat for lunch, an afternoon tea, hours beforehand. She comes in, she goes, sniffing around. She's like, what have you been eating? I'm like, what do you mean, what have I been eating? And she's like, I can smell so many things in here. What have you been cooking? And I'm just like, oh, a bit of popcorn. She goes, that's not what popcorn smells like. What have you been eating? And I'm like, a bit of leftover meatloaf as well. Like, she's like, yeah, okay. So I can't hide anything from her.
So do you think she's got like a special skill? Could she be a sommelier?
She might be.
That's like the person that sniffs and drinks wine and goes, that's got too much tannin in it. Or like,
she would actually. Like, for example, if I go and get like a cheeky little thing of hot chips from a Porto or something, she might get in my car the next day because she needs, like, I don't know, get one of the controllers out of it. And then she'll be like, you've been eating chips.
That is a special skill, I tell you.
Food smells, but of course it's going to linger. Yeah,
no, but not the next day.
I have a special skill then.
No.
Maybe you do.
As if you guys can't do that. As if you guys can't smell food that's been, like, residual hanging around.
Not the next day.
Yeah, the next day or hours, even, like, a couple of days later. And I'm like, how do you smell? I can't smell any of that. She goes, I know what you've been eating. Stop it. I'm like, oh.
As if you guys can't do that. I don't find that strange at all.
I do. You should see my mother.
Yeah, if you walk in, like if I walk into my place and my housemates are cooking, you could smell what they're cooking a mile away.
That's different.
While it's happening, yes.
Yeah, but even after it's done.
Hours later.
No, absolutely.
No.
Yeah. I think you might have a special skill as well.
I don't think I do. Again, paint me and your mum with the same brush.
Fine. I'm not eating around either of you.
Special talent, that is.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
UFM.
The Novos.
What do you own that a famous person had? What did a famous person give you? Comes about after Elton John. He's a Sir Elton John, if I'm going to be correct.
Sir, yes, sir.
He's selling off some of his extravagant personal wardrobe on eBay for the Elton John AIDS Foundation. So
that's
it's all
amazing.
About raising money and going to such a great cause. And look, Elton John's fashion is nothing to sneeze at.
Quickly around the team, if you could own anything of Elton John's, what would you own? I'd go the glasses, like the ones that have been like diamantes on it.
Any glasses are the iconic bit. He does also have great hats.
And boots.
I would go for maybe a hat, I think, would be up there.
I reckon the Rocket Man costume.
Oh,
100%.
Yeah. Oof, that's a good call.
100%. So do you own anything that a famous person once had or that a famous person gave you? For me, I was at a Blue Juice concert. Do you remember Blue Juice?
Yeah, back in the day.
They were playing at the Metro Theatre in Sydney, so very small, intimate gig.
Walking around on broken leg.
They were, famously, walking around on broken leg. Little bit of vitriol, as they say, as well. And he, the lead singer, whoever it was having a drink out of a water bottle, just a plastic water bottle, and he threw it into the crowd, and yours truly caught it.
Really? Like a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, and so I had it sitting on my shelf for years, and people would come in and go, why is there an empty, like, Mount Franklin bottle just sitting on your shelf? You go, oh, no. Lead singer of Blue Juice struck out of that. They go, yeah, righto, on your bike.
Hey, of all merchandise, that is not great merchandise. Nobody cares. Do you guys remember a band called Empire of the Sun?
Of course I do.
So I saw them with a mate at what's that big Byron Bay festival that?
Oh, Falls?
No, the other one. I can't remember. What's it? Anyway, big Byron Bay music festival.
Yeah.
Saw them with a mate. And my mate got the set list at the end. He's like, the set list. Like, he's hung around, big fan. He was a big fan.
Splendor in the grass.
And he's like, the set list. And the guy, like, looked around and gave it to him.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It was the one that was, like, the drummer had. So he has that, I think, framed at his house in the man cave or something.
Oh, 100% you would. 100% you would. 4967-4105. What do you own that a famous person had or a famous person gave you? Up for grabs, pick up some tickets to go to the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest.
It's a family pass.
Oh, family pass as well. It's on July 5 to 21 at Nobby's Beach Reserve. It's got some ride tokens in there as well.
Nice. It could be the music stuff. Sports is a big one, isn't
Huge
it?
Huge one.
Because a lot of jerseys and stuff get auctioned off and or like signed cricket bats, that kind of thing.
Yeah, or like the tennis balls being thrown into the crowd. Yeah, all that.
That's the sort of stuff we're after. What do you own that was once owned by a famous person?
We put this up on our Facebook page a couple of days ago, got a lot of responses. Nick has said that he's got a couple of autographed programs from the cast of Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Oh,
you know what? I only just started watching that again.
Yeah.
After years of, like, I watched a few here and there.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Great show.
Yeah.
Mrs. Brown's Boys, fantastic. How about this? Carolyn has says that her daughter has a guitar pick from Jesse McCartney.
That's huge.
That's massive. I don't want another pretty face. I just want your beautiful soul or whatever the lyrics
are. And the guitar pick.
I think, Scott, you're a little bit jealous.
The things that you want. Danielle says that Lindsay Collins from the Sydney Roosters gave her son his footy boots a couple of weeks ago at the Roosters v Knights game. Now, look, I'd rather get Knights players boots.
Sure.
But still, I'll take them.
You take what you can get. Yeah, definitely.
And staying in the football vein of things, a game between the Knights and the Cowboys a few years back, Jonathan Thurston, legend of the game himself, gave Rebecca's son his headgear.
That is massive.
Now, look, there's heaps and heaps of responses. You want to get involved, jump on the new FM Facebook page and you can comment stuff there or send us a message at @thenovos_ to get involved.
105.3 New FM's Night Rider. Hunter City Motor Group. Locally owned and operated with 14 brands and over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au.
Oh, how good is this? The MG ZS. This is the last week as well.
I know.
So, alert. If you have not registered, do it now, right now. Pull over the car or whatever you're doing and register. newfm.com.au. But if you have registered, this is where you got to be listening at all times. Mm-hmm. Because once you hear your name called out, you've got 10 minutes and 53 seconds to call 4967-4105. That's how you get into the draw to win this car. It's worth nearly $25,000.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Gorgeous car. You would have seen it driving around Newcastle and Hunter this weekend. It was at Harvey Norman. It was the Knights game on Saturday. It's been kicking around.
Yeah, it is. Showing it off.
That's it. It really catches people's eyes. Whenever it's sort of driving around, people are like, what car is that? That's the MGZS. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just win it for free with New FM. All right, here we go. These are the names. Get ready. Ryan Tracy from Mount Hutton. Sam Hawley from Boolaroo and Sophie Gibbons from North Lambton. If they are you or you know those people, 4967 4105, or if you know them, give them a text, call now.
Yes, do
it. Because the stopwatch has begun. 10 minutes and 53 seconds is what you've got to call up. New FM, who do we have here?
Hi, it's Ryan. How you going?
Very well, Ryan.
From Mount Hutton?
Yep, that's the one.
Oh, yes! We had to wait for that bit.
Yeah, we need that bit. Well done. You're in the draw for the MGZS.
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
Good luck.
That's so good. Thank you.
And while we did get Ryan, we did miss out on Sam Halley from Boolaroo and Sophie Gibbons from North Lambton. Better luck next time.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
The internet is a wonderful place, isn't it?
I love it.
There's good things, there's bad things, there's everything on the internet. And sometimes it just takes one person to set the internet on fire. And we've seen that in the last couple of days with the Hawk Tour Girl.
Now, we have.
If you haven't seen what the Hawk Tour Girl is, parents, we're leaving that up to you to explain it. But it's a viral video. It's taken the internet by storm. And this girl, she has been now found. She's making an absolute ton of money. Mm. She's gone on to sell merchandise and hats, and somebody signed her on. All because she got caught in one of these random street interviews. She said the phrase, it hit a nerve, it got people laughing, and she's enjoying her 15 minutes of fame.
Also, it just goes to show, you can literally say or do anything and you can just become famous for it.
And if you don't think that these interviews are real, I've actually been stopped once for a random interview and a TikTok video while at Coles in Waratah.
Really?
It can happen anywhere.
It can. And let me tell you, the local content creator. Look, I don't want to be a downer, but he sucked.
It wasn't any good.
It was no good, but it made me think back on the people that have had their 15 minutes of fame on the internet because a microphone was shoved in their face and they just started yapping.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's heaps and heaps. And a lot of them capitalized on their fame by going on the likes of Ellen DeGeneres. And when she was big time, she put them on a platform and that boosted them to stardom as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see the succulent Chinese meal guy.
Sure.
There was the dog man on A Current Affair.
Oh,
there was
I'll never forget.
The yodeler that went on to headline Coachella.
That's right.
And he was yodeling on Ellen. There's so many of them. I've picked my top five.
Here we go.
This is a flashback and a half. We're going to kick things off with Claire Werbeloff. She's Australian. She was on Channel 9 doing this.
Boom.
The Chick Chick Boom Girl.
Don't remember it.
I definitely remember.
Yes,
she was huge.
She went on to try and do a music career. Who's heard of her now?
Yeah, good question.
She had 15 minutes. She blew it.
Oh.
And there's nothing else going on that one. Number four, this one was big on Dr. Phil, where a young girl named Danielle Bregoli jumped on and told the doctor...
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch me outside, girl.
I remember her as well.
She was a star. Yeah, she had an anger management problem. Now she's gone on to star in adult content, and she's making money hand over fist.
Good on her.
She's making heaps and heaps of coins. So she's used her 15 minutes of fame and taken it in the direction that she wants to. But yes, a viral video if there ever was one. Levi Hawken is coming in at number three, very famous for, what was it again, Crevo?
Nick my scooter outside the theory. Nick Minute.
This started the neck minute trend.
That became so big.
Huge. Oh. There was no bigger meme on the internet.
The neck minute.
10 minutes, the neck minute. It was going one way, the neck minute it went the other.
That was like one of the most popular phrases around school and like uni. Like everyone was saying it.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's very frustrating by the end of it.
Neck minute. We're getting to the pointy end of the scale, and I remember being shown this video during my year 12 society and culture class, and we were learning a subject at school. You're learning about people in society and the microcosms of society,
yeah.
What builds us all up together. And we met Antoine Dodson.
He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up.
So that was a massive, massive
quote. I remember that.
Because it was a alleged aggravated break and enter over in the US. And this bloke stood in front of the camera and said, he's climbing in your windows. He's snatching our people up. You need to hide your kids. Hide your wife.
That became the meme.
That became the meme, and it became a song. Do you remember the song, Creevo? It was auto-tuned out of this world.
Yeah, that was the big auto-tune era.
Yes.
And it was very, very popular.
This is around the 2010 era, and I tell you what, Antoine Dodson became a household name.
Once again, short time.
15 minutes of fame. That's all there is. We're wrapping it up with number one, where Kimberly Sweet Brown Wilkins was describing how she had something wrong with her health issue.
And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
She was talking about a fire in her apartment complex.
That's right.
And again, this was another one shown to me back in the high school days, because Kimberly Sweetbrow Wilkins jumped to fame back in 2012 for saying this on camera. And full led to a Where Are They Now segment. How did she, like, spare out over
current
the next
affair,
5 years?
All that stuff.
The likes of a current affair in the US going and having these chats with absolute nobodies. So the Hawk Tour girl, you've got a bright future ahead of you. Godspeed.
That's right. And in about 5 years, you'll end up on one of these top fives again, which we look forward to.
New FM.
The Novos.
And a bit of a, I guess, feel-good local story. In the face of, I guess, rising cost of living, a lot of people are being forced into different housing situations, maybe share houses and stuff like that.
Moving in with your parents again.
That kind of thing, as you are experiencing, Ari, at the Cameron Park Manor. and this is the sort of thing. I guess people are trying to find different ways to save money where they can.
Absolutely.
What I didn't expect was it to be hitting our wildlife.
Now, a bit of a stretch, isn't it?
Well, no, because cost of living's got so high and rent prices are through the roof. A farmer up in the Hunter Valley has captured on, taken photos of a wombat sharing its burrow with a fox and its cub.
What?
So a bit of a mixed, I guess, situation there. The wombat maybe is living in one bedroom and thought, I've got a spare. I never use a spare room. I'll just rent it out to this fox and cub, like a single fox and cub.
Yeah, okay.
It's just been looking for some housing.
Hopped on the phone and just went flatmates.com. Here we go.
That's right. And sometimes you got to do that. When you need to make a couple of dollars, you rent out a spare room, and that's fine.
Even if you don't want to rent it out, sometimes you got to.
That's right. Now, it did raise some questions for me, though, because it is an unusual combination of flatmates. First of all, who's stacking the dishwasher out of them? Because this is one of the biggest arguments that comes up in house, like, share situations. Who stacks the dishwasher?
Well, everybody should do their own stuff.
If you
dirty a dish, you wash it up. Plain and simple.
That is a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
That's a good way of doing it. The next one is, and you being in a share house yourself, Scott, do you have, like, a head housemate who runs all the bills and stuff? And then you just pay your contribution?
Good question.
Oh, no, we have a, like, a joint account.
Oh, okay.
Or like my housemates who were there before I was, and they set up a bank account, and so I just transfer money into that every week, and that's what pays the bills.
Sure.
That's a pretty smart way of doing it.
Yeah.
Out of those two, who do you reckon would be running the accounts? Do you reckon the wombat, or do you think the fox?
Oh, the wombat. Can't trust the fox.
Okay.
Trust the fox.
That is an interesting way of thinking about it. The other element to it that I wanted to talk about was, how do you share, like, the amenities of the house? Like, who gets the bigger room? Who gets to use, like, the TV room and stuff like that?
My vote is whichever animal is the biggest has to have the biggest bathroom.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
For sure. They need to fit.
They do need a fit, but I reckon it's whoever's going to be home the most.
Oh, okay. Oh. That's a good way of thinking. Because in your house, you're not home as much. Do you have a smaller bedroom?
No, I think we all have three equal sized bedrooms.
Oh, that works well.
Oh, but I don't. No, they have the master bedroom because they have the ensuite, so they have the bigger bedroom.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
And it's two of them. To be fair,
that's fair.
So maybe in this situation, the fox should have the bigger bedroom.
Mm-hmm. But why do you reckon the fox would be there?
Because of the cub.
Because the fox has the cubs. There's two of them, so they'd get the master with the ensuite and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they'll be outside.
What do you mean?
Hunting, running around. The wombat's more of a homebody.
You reckon the wombat... No, oh, but you know what? To be fair, they kind of on the same, like, work shift, aren't they? Because they're both nocturnal.
I'd say so.
Are they?
I think we should just ask. What does the fox say? That is the only answer to this. New FM. The
Novos. The Novos. I got the shock of my life over the weekend, guys. So my brother and my sister-in-law came up to visit. I haven't seen him for a little while, but he looks so different. As soon as I saw him, I'm like, have you done something different with, like, your face or your clothes? Or I don't know. I couldn't put my finger on it. Then he took his hat off. He was wearing a cap. And then I'm like, oh, what's happened to your hair? So just a bit of context. My brother has been, like, slowly losing his hair due to stress and whatnot. It does happen. It is quite common for men to lose their hair or to thin out.
I myself am experiencing male pattern baldness.
No, you're not, mate.
It
looks gorgeous.
It looks fine.
Well, I'll tell you now, it is thinning out very really? Quickly, and there's no one more self-conscious of it than me.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, of course, you're noticing the changes all the time. Well, he was quite similar. So he's like, look, I'd had enough of seeing my hairline recede and go really, really patchy, and it was really showing, so he would never take his hat off, which is sad.
Yeah.
You know, his self-confidence was dwindling. It was terrible.
And it's uncomfortable when you're sleeping as well to have
Is
a
it?
Hat on.
Oh.
Because you're so worried about it. That's what I find. In the shower, it's really problematic too.
Just wear a Mark Hughes Foundation beanie. You'll be fine.
Sure.
But the thing is, he was like, okay, so I decided to shave my head completely. And I'm like, but it still looks like you've got hair. And he goes, that's because I've just had a head tattoo.
On his scalp.
So it's not like he's gotten like a pretty design of Lilo and Stitch or anything tattooed on his head. Yeah. It's literally like, it's called, and I have it written down here, micropigmentation.
So basically, I actually have seen this
a few
years ago on Maths. This guy, he had his head shaved.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, he's got good hair. Why doesn't he let it grow out? And then he did, I think at some point he revealed it as, it's a tattoo. Basically, they put like lots of little dots, don't they? So it looks like
your hair's
been cut off. But really, you're bald as a badger under that.
Yeah, technically. So it's like when you get a buzz cut, but you can still see that they have hair growing. Mm-hmm. So that's what he did. So a friend of ours in Sydney actually owns this place called Scalp Studios. And what he had to do was sit in a chair for up to 5 hours.
No, Jeez. That's hard.
But I asked Samuel, I said, why were you there for such a long time? Surely it wouldn't take 5 hours. Your head's not that big. And he goes, yeah, well, here was the thing. I'm such a wuss. I was in so much pain that we had to stop quite a few times and take like half an hour breaks. Then I had to go get numbing cream. I had to sit and wait for Stephen, who's the artist there, to like rub it on my head and let it sit and work through. And yeah, then he had to numb his whole scalp. It was a whole process. And Sarah, my sister-in-law, was sitting there laughing at him.
Do you reckon, do you think I should get the head tattoo?
Yes.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah,
I shave it off and get the tattoo. What do you reckon, Scott?
No, I reckon you could.
Yeah?
I reckon you're good for now.
Good for now.
The thing is, you don't have to shave your whole head. It can, like, deal
just
with patches.
Just part of it, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe I should just go to Turkey and get the hair plucked.
The hair transplant, you see a lot of footy players particularly go and do it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The football players are doing it in droves. And they've got a brand new head of hair.
Yeah.
Good on them.
It does work. So,
okay,
I don't know. Maybe if I disappear for a holiday and come back with a hat on, you'll know exactly what's happened. UFM. The Novos. The Novos. That's us done for today. What are you up to today, Scott? You first.
Sport on tonight for Urban Rec. It's gridiron, I do believe.
Ooh.
So I have no idea how to play gridiron.
I have no idea
how to coach a gridiron team. Here we are.
All you need to do is this. Ready? Touchdown!
That's pretty much it.
I thought you could just go with, like, the regular 43, 52, red letters, hot, like whatever.
That's pretty close. That's pretty much what I'll be doing all night.
I think you'll do a great job at that.
I watch too much Friday Night Lights, clearly.
What about you, Ari? What are you up to?
Eating.
Snacking?
No, I've got to go to the shop, so...
To get what? More snacks?
Yeah, I need some more rice cakes and some cheese and onion chips and noodles.
All the classics.
And on Crevo's agenda?
Yeah, I'd probably the Crevo's Gourmet Cooking Adventures continues.
Nice.
Ooh. Right, so I had some crackers over the weekend. Yeah. How about this slow roasted beef ribs in a barbecue sauce? They were excellent. Oh. All that sort of stuff. I'm really enjoying Crevo's Gourmet Cooking Adventures.
He's all over
side
it.
Side hustle.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't tempt me. I love a new business.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.